And that's near enough all we've got time for on this month's Naked Astronomy. Just one more question for Imogen Whittam, and this one's come from Mohammed Al-Hakim. He asks, why is gravity weaker at the centre of the Earth?
Well, as we know, all objects that have mass produce a gravitational field. And this obviously includes the Earth. And when we calculate the effect that the Earth's gravitational field has on its surroundings, we say that all of the Earth's mass acts at its centre because this makes the calculations easier. But in reality, each individual little part of the Earth produces its own gravitational field. And what we feel is actually the combination of all of these gravitational fields. And so as you go inside the Earth, some of the Earth's mass is above you, and therefore the gravitational field from this part of the Earth is pulling you up, while the mass of the Earth that's below you is still pulling you down and towards the Earth's centre. So the total force that you feel pulling you down will actually be less than on the Earth's surface. So as you move closer to the Earth's centre, more of the Earth's mass will be above you and therefore pulling you up, and this will cancel out with some of the force from the mass below you that's pulling you down. So the total gravitational force that you experience will get less and less as you move closer to the centre of the Earth. So when you actually reach the centre of the Earth, there'll be the same amount of the Earth's mass above you pulling you up as below you pulling you down. So the total gravitational force that you feel pulling you up and down will cancel out. So you'll feel no gravitational force at all. However, of course, there's going to be a huge pressure at the centre of the Earth, which is caused by the weight of all of the rock that's above you. So although you're not going to experience a gravitational force, there's going to be a huge pressure. And in fact, the pressure in the centre of the Earth is 3.6 million times the pressure at the Earth's surface.
Now, we've had asked on The Naked Scientists a few times what would happen if you could theoretically core a tunnel through the Earth. It sounds like, from the gravitational perspective at least, that if you were to jump into this hole, you would end up just being able to step out at the other end because all of the speed you'd built up travelling towards the centre would be cancelled out by the gravity pulling you back as you came up the other side, and you'd very neatly and comfortably step out of the hole.
Well, what you might actually find is you'll probably get oscillations, so you're going to fall right down almost to the other side of the Earth, and then you'll be attracted back towards the centre, but will overshoot, and then you'll get attracted back towards the centre again. So you're just going to oscillate up and down through the centre of the Earth.
So rather than a very quick way to jump to China, say, it would instead be a nightmare of being trapped, constantly bouncing back and forth inside the Earth.
Yes, while being very hot.
Well, thank you very much, and thank you ever so much for joining us. That was Imogen Whittam, and before her, Tamla Masil and Andy Fabian. They've been helping us to answer your questions and filling us in on the latest in space science. Now, that's it for this month's Naked Astronomy. If you have any space science questions that you'd like to ask, then do send it in to us at astronomy@thenakedscientist.com or tweet at Naked Scientists.
And don't forget to listen out for the Space Boffins with Richard Hollingham and Sue Nelson. You can find all this and more on our website at thenakedscientist.com/astronomy.
Naked Astronomy is produced by Dominic Ford and me, Ben Valsler, and comes to you from Cambridge University with support from the Science and Technology Facilities Council.
Supported by the STFC, this is Naked Astronomy. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientist.com/astronomy.